The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
One of the things that is important in trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find in our riwayat, our ahadith, and it's very tough, but we need to work on it. We need to know that it's out there. We need to, it's something to work on. And we need to know, of course, it's difficult and it's going to take time, but we do need to work on it. What is that? الرضا بقضاء الله. Being pleased with the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being pleased with what God has destined and what happens. There's an element of takleef in our lives, the element of responsibility to Allah, and at every time, in every location, everywhere, anywhere, anytime we are, we have to look and see, do we have a takleef, what that takleef may be. And what determines our takleef in a condition that we're in are those conditions and what happens. So if something happens to us, our takleef may be to get angry at someone. Our takleef may be to get up and do something. Our takleef may be to engage in battle with the kuffar. Our takleef may be to be engaged in social media battle, for instance. Our takleef may be a number of things, or any one of a number of things, plenty of them. What determines what is my takleef right now as opposed to yesterday or tomorrow? And where I am now and where I may be tomorrow or where I was yesterday. What determines is what happens. So the element of responsibility and what needs to happen, what I need to do in any of these conditions, practically, in terms of my behavior towards people, towards the environment, whatever my takleef is, I see something happen, I observe it, I look at what God has said my takaleef, my responsibilities are, and I search and see in this condition, is there a responsibility towards any element here or not? If there is, then that's my takleef. If there isn't, I don't have any particular takleef in that condition, and I don't have any condition or any takleef in that condition. So responsibility is one element. This shouldn't get confused, or one should not get confused in regards to it. When the discussion of al-ridha biqada'illah comes forth and that is addressed, and we look at our takleef, and this is not a wajib haram takleef. This is a spiritual takleef for those who want to ascend, for those who want to get closer and closer to Allah, for those who want to be of the muqarrabin. This is a takleef and it's always there regardless of the condition. Whatever happens. Things that may happen to us based on how God has created us, can be pleasant, can be non-pleasant. They may be extremely pleasant, very pleasurable, very desirable, beyond our imagination. And they may be very horrific. They may be very, very difficult, very disturbing, very painful, psychologically, physically, and otherwise. Excruciating mental, psychological, spiritual, and physical pain altogether, let's say, for whatever amount of time, whatever duration of time. Things that happen, things that occur in this world to us are not good. This is what is meant by, are not always good in the sense of being pleasurable. This is what is meant by, inna ma'al usri yusra. Or, nabluukum bisharri wal khayri fitna. Shar and khayr. In this realm, in this material realm, what is pleasant and favorable to us is khayr, and what is unpleasant and unfavorable and undesirable to us is shar. That's one of the usages of those two words. I'm trying to remember the verse in Surah Al-Adiyat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. The human being, لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ, the love of خَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ, very extreme. When I first started looking at that verse, it seemed a little, there was something off in my mind, there was something, meaning I could realize there's something wrong with my understanding, because the way I understood that sentence, it seems to be in a negative connotation. It's not a positive thing about a human being, it's negative. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. The relationship of a human being with Allah is not a good one. It's a certain description. I don't remember the exact translation or equivalent of كَنُود. But then it says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. On the other hand, in the same context, which is negative, the love of khayr is very strong in the human being. Well, khayr, I thought, was a good thing. So how could liking good be in a negative context? And it is explained that khayr, what is meant there, is material khayr. The want of material gains, benefits, money, and what have you. Good things for yourself. You want good for yourself. Yeah, that's generally. حب الخير. خير, sometimes, not sometimes, in a sense always, means something that's favorable to a person. But sometimes we mistake what is favorable, what is desirable, for something that is actually not desirable. In the long run, it's hurtful, it's harmful to us, and so on and so forth. That verse is talking about how a person is selfish and they want khayr for themselves, and they're so that love for good for themselves, what's favorable, what's desirable, what's enjoyable for themselves, to be very strong.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim Muhammad
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.